This news is being brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor, Bad Boy Zero Turn Mower dealer with a large selection of brand new golf carts in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Also, Ashley Furniture Home Store and Bad Axe Shop, living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. And Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Seaboing. Good morning from Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Russ Servance with a look at your news. A community-led memorial honoring the late Charlie Kirk will be held Tuesday, October 14th at 7 p.m. in Bad Axe's Jim Hicks Veterans Memorial Park beside the Huron County Courthouse. Organized by local pastors from Huron and Sanilac Counties, the Peaceful Nonpolitical Service invites attendees to wear red in remembrance. Kirk, a national conservative figure and founder of Turning Point USA, was killed last month while speaking in Utah. Pastors from Bad Axe Methodist Church, Life Song Church, Mercy Hill Church, and Faithway Church will deliver messages celebrating his life and values. Local group We the County is also supporting the tribute. Residents of all political backgrounds are encouraged to attend and join in a moment of unity and reflection. Show that we can stand united in solidarity and do not condone violence in any form against anyone, irregardless if we disagree. We can agree to disagree and live as one community, one state, and one country. And Seaboing police are seeking public assistance after a man, Jeffrey Shane Nunnery, was accused of selling three stolen long guns at rummage sales held at his residence. Nunnery, 54, who was previously arrested for breaking into a shed and stealing a tractor, is now under investigation for these firearm sales, with the owner of these weapons still unidentified. Authorities urge anyone who purchased items from Nunnery in recent months to contact Seaboing Police. Nunnery was apprehended on October 7th by the Huron County Sheriff's Office following tips from Seaboing Police Chief Stephen Ripke. He faces multiple felony charges, including the theft of Massey Ferguson utility tractor from Rubicon Township, and involvement in stealing and selling other tractors across the state. Two tractors linked to the case have since been recovered, one believed bought in Highland and another stolen from Newaygo County. The investigation, spanning multiple jurisdictions in Michigan, continues with authorities uncovering other stolen motorized vehicles. Nunnery remains in custody on $25,000 cash bond. Seaboing police encourage anyone connected to Nunnery's sales to contact Officer Stephen Treiner at 989-883-2380 or by email at police@seaboingmi.gov. And the story of the Bad Axe Theater began more than a century ago. Construction started in 1915, and when it opened on February 21, 1916, it was built for the Knights of Columbus, hosting live stage performances and community events. Over the years, the theater began showing movies, at first only occasionally. Then in the 1940s, a fire forced it to close temporarily. But after being rebuilt, it reopened as a full-time movie house, while still serving as a gathering place for the Knights. Much of the theater that you don't see still remains original, a hidden reminder that early 20th century craftsmanship. Ownership has changed hands several times, but since 2004, Mark Rolfe has kept the wheels spinning. He's hosted local filmmakers, free community nights, evening weddings, and private events. The theater has been a long cultural anchor in downtown Bad Axe, sometimes quietly, but always vital. But today, the theater faces a serious financial challenge. After the pandemic shutdown and years of declining attendance, made worse by streaming services and fewer new movie releases, it's in need of help. An $80,000 fundraising goal has been set to cover back mortgage payments and property taxes, which has helped to keep the theater. Looking ahead, plans are in the works for an annual fundraiser to help the theater stay on solid footing without relying solely on online campaigns. Supporters say Bad Axe can't afford to lose this theater. It's a living piece of the city's history and one of the few places where the community can still gather, laugh, and share stories together. For the full story and links to Bad Axe Theater's webpage and Facebook page, and for more information, go to thumbnet.net.
We've been waiting. We've been watching the progress, and now Morrell Equipment's new location at the north end of Bad Axe is now open. That's right. Morrell Equipment, your Thumb Area LS Tractor Dealer of the Thumb in Eastern Michigan, is now open in their new facility just east of the Meyer Store on North M53 in Bad Axe, bringing you even more convenience, a better selection, and top-notch service. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower LS Compact to heavy-duty LS Utility Tractor and attachments, stop by and see why LS Tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar.
This is Kevin Morrell. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS Tractors deliver the power, reliability, and efficiency you need.
Right now, get up to 120 months, 0% financing with approved credit.
Morrell Equipment is now open in our brand new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Morrell Equipment is open Monday through Friday from 8:30 a.m. till 4:30 p.m. and Saturdays from 8:30 a.m. till noon.
LS Tractor, start blue, stay blue.
Stop by and see our large selection of Bad Boy lawnmowers. Huge fall discounts and 0% financing is available.
And we have two obituaries today. Jason White, age 49, of Elkton, passed away peacefully Sunday, October 12th in Sandusky. Jason was born October 22nd, 1975 in Cass City. He is survived by his mother, Mary, his children Timothy, Elena, and Katie, and his granddaughter. There will be visitation from 2 to 7 p.m. on Wednesday at the Ransford Funeral Home in Pigeon. Graveside services will be at 11:30 a.m. on Wednesday, October 22nd at Colfax Township Cemetery in Bad Axe. Memorials may be made to the family, and the family was assisted with arrangements by the Ransford Funeral Home of Pigeon. Friends and family can share memories, thoughts, and prayers online at ransfordfuneralhome.com. And Stevert Robert Keel, age 60, formerly of Bad Axe, passed away on Friday, October 10th. Stephen was born August 11th, 1965, in Harbor Beach. He is survived by his son, Zachary, and his brothers, Gary and David, and his sisters, Catherine and Carol. A private family ceremony will take place at a later date, and condolences can be shared with the family at kaufmanfuneralhome.com.
Hey, this is Tara with Ashley and Bad Axe. Halloween is almost here, and Ashley and Bad Axe is full of treats with no tricks.
Up to 30% off store-wide?
Check.
Or how about up to 45% off accessories?
Yup, we have up to 30% off area rugs, too.
So then what's the trick?
There isn't any tricks, only treats. One-and-done clearance blowouts on dining tables, sectionals, sofas, tables, accent chairs, and more. Just scary good deals just for you during spooky season.
And I heard there's sleep gallery savings, too?
Uh-huh. We have all major mattress brands in our sleep gallery, including Ashley Sleep, Beautyrest, Beautyrest Black, Nectar, Sealy, Serta, Simmons, and Tempur-Pedic. Plus, while supplies last, clearance adjustable bases to match.
I need to go to Ashley and Bad Axe right away.
Better hurry. These deals are part of the spooktacular savings event happening now through Halloween.
Ashley and Bad Axe is open 7 days a week and locally owned and operated.
This is warehouse manager Justin Cameron. We offer fast, professional setup and delivery. We can even haul away your old furniture. Visit us at Ashley Home Store in Bad Axe.
Shopping at the north end of Bad Axe is not complete without a visit to the following: Ashley Home Store and Mackenzie Jewelers.
The Department of Agriculture confirmed SNAP and WIC benefits will continue for eligible recipients during shutdown as long as funds last. Many food pantries report increased demand with families seeking assistance. Local agencies encourage those in need to apply early or check for updates. Federal officials hope for a quick resolution to avoid delays and disruptions. The agency reassured applicants they are working to prevent service interruptions, and further guidance will be released as budget talks progress. Shanghai ranks among the world's most polluted cities, recording unhealthy air quality levels this week. Analysts blame stagnant weather for trapping pollutants near the surface. Residents have been advised to limit outdoor activities. The government is working on emission control measures, and environmentalists call for more urgent interventions. Experts say weather changes may bring relief later in the week. And that's been a look at your news this hour, brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with large selection of brand-new golf carts in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. And Ashley Furniture Home Store in Bad Axe. Shop living room, dining room, bedroom, home decor, and so much more at Ashley today. Also, Bayport State Bank in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, and Sebring.
Have you considered switching to your local bank, Bayport State Bank? This is Tracy Zeal from the Pigeon office of Bayport State Bank. We're dedicated to meeting the needs of the Thumb region with a comprehensive range of products and services, including no-fee checking account with free monthly statements. That's right, no charge to send you paper statements. Does your bank do that? Plus, we offer many savings options and a variety of lending solutions, from personal and business to agriculture and everything in between. With our experienced local loan officers, we'll work with you to craft the perfect financial package to suit your needs. Since 1896, we've been committed to serving the Thumb community. Visit us soon in Bayport, Pigeon, Bad Axe, or Sebring to experience what true hometown banking feels like. Remember, you're never more than 20 miles away from one of our convenient Huron County locations. Plus, with 10 local ATMs and mobile and online banking, we're here to assist you no matter where you are. Service, community, commitment, that's our promise to you. If you're ready to experience the personalized care from a local bank that truly values you and our community, stop by and see us at Bayport State Bank, an equal opportunity lender and member FDIC.
And that's been a look at your news for this hour. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm Russ Cervantes.